Hello, good
Hello?
evening. Yes, sir, my name is Andy. We're just calling to conduct a brief survey on issues facing the community. Could I have some moments of your time to get your opinion? It's so important to us. Hello,
Hello?
sir. Oh, yes, great. Well, my first question to you would be, sir, we would like to know is, just to make sure we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age? Would you say you are between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or over 65?
50 to 64.
Okay. And the media in the U.S. generally classifies people as white, Hispanic, black, Asian, or other. How would you consider yourself?
White.
Okay. And moving on, sir, do you consider yourself to be of Hispanic or Latino ancestry?
No.
Okay. And are you currently registered to vote in Ohio?
Yeah.
Okay. And there was an election in Ohio on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election this year, sir? Would you say a yes or a no?
Yeah.
Okay. And moving on, sir, it's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely would you say you are to vote in that general election? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
Very likely. All right. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is, in your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently impacting you and your family? For example, I have topics such as jobs in the economy, low wages, inflation, federal deficit, product shortages, immigration and border security, education, crime, foreign policy, socialism, fascism, wokeism, China, healthcare, abortion, global climate change, racism and race relations, terrorism, income inequality, gun control, gun safety, division of the political parties, Donald Trump, disinformation, election security, Israel, China. Any of those, sir, that stand out the most to you?
Yeah, it's the threat to American democracy from Donald Trump and his followers.
Okay, not a problem.
If you have a, it's a threat.
Yes.
It's the threat to the nation,
No problem.
the threat to the Constitution from Donald Trump and his followers.
Okay, sir. Well, when did you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year's election on election day, sir? Would you say on election day, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before, I knew I was going to vote, yeah.
Oh, okay. In just a few words, or if you have to narrow it down to just one thing, what was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Ohio, like in your own words?
To protect the woman's right to choose.
Okay. All right, so I'm just writing that down quickly. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is, well, here's a summary of one of the issues on this year's ballot in Ohio. I just want you to tell me how you voted in this issue. For example, it does say summary one, issue one, provide a state constitutional right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions, including but not limited to decisions about abortion, contraception, fertility treatment.
I voted yes for one.
Okay, well, yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. Based on that summary, how did you vote on that issue one? Did you say yes or a no, sir?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Moving on quickly. Why did you vote a yes on an issue one on your own words? Hello?
Because I don't believe the government should be involved in reproductive decisions of individuals.
Okay.
You know, the right wants to say that they're for small government. They're for small government when the government's doing something that they don't agree with, like protecting the environment. They love big government if it's imposing stuff they do agree with, like preventing a woman from having an abortion, or, you know, the bloated military budget, all the stuff that they love big government, right? They say they're against big government unless they're for it when it's propping up something that they like. So, you know,
I
yeah.
understand. Okay, sir. Thank you for that feedback. Thank you so far for your answers. You said that you voted yes on issue one in the November 7 election in Ohio. Well, when exactly did you decide how you're going to be voting on issue one? Did you decide that on election days, a few days before the election, a few weeks before the election, or months before the election?
Months before.
Okay. moving on quickly, sir. I'm just going to read to you some different ways that people might have heard about the election this year. Just tell me whether you experienced these things in the election. For example, English language TV ads, Spanish language TV ads, English language radio ads, Spanish language radio ads, English language online digital ads and videos, Spanish language.
What? I learned about the election?
Mm-hmm. Yes. We also have social media like TikTok, Instagram, or Facebook.
No social media.
Oh, okay. Phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, billboard and yard signs, direct mail.
Just mainstream media.
Mainstream media, no problem. All right. And moving on, sir, we would like to know as well is when considering an issue that specifically focuses on reproductive health or abortion access, whose opinion and perspective do you trust and respect the most, as well as believe to be the most credible? Would you say friends or family, healthcare, faith, religious leaders, women in general, women who have experienced an abortion, men in general, men who have experienced an abortion with wife, partner, girlfriend, elected officials, Planned Parenthood, pro-life organizations, celebrities, any of those, sir?
Women.
Okay. And moving on, sir, do you remember or did you remember any specific thing that you have experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Ohio that specifically impacted how or if you voted in this election? Would you say a yes or a no?
No.
Okay. And moving on, sir, did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you would vote on issue one? Would you say
no.
A yes or a no to that?
No.
Okay. Is there a reason why you say no, sir? In your own words.
Because I have my opinion about the subject, and there's nothing in a campaign that's going to change my opinion.
Okay, I'm just writing that down.
I'm not one of these, 10% of quote-unquote undecided voters who are just floundering around wondering. There was a Saturday Night Live skit about that, making fun of the undecided voters when everything is so clear, you need to make a decision. Anyway.
Okay, thank you for that feedback, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. Did you vote? Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you would actually vote? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
No.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir, is there a reason why you said no?
A reason why I didn't change my mind?
Mm-hmm. If you at any point during the campaign change your mind or whether or not you would actually vote, all right, you said no. Is there a reason to that?
No, because I vote.
Okay, no problem, sir.
I don't vote.
All right, and moving on quickly, sir. Well, I'm going to read to you a series of messages. I'll be very quick that were used by both sides of the issue one debate in Ohio. After I read each one, I just want you to tell me if you find it convincing or unconvincing. The first one says, sir, well, your daughter is young, vulnerable online. You fear the worst. Push to change her sex or get an abortion. You have some right to help her get through this. But activists want to take all that away. Under the proposed amendment to the Ohio Constitution, the state shall not interfere with individuals getting abortions or sex changes, meaning you could be cut off the biggest decision of your daughter's life. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
You say very or somewhat convincing?
Somewhat.
Okay, and moving on, sir. Government should never force a rape victim to have their attacker's child. Never, especially when the victim of the rape is a child. But that's the law in Ohio, and that's why voting yes on one is so important. Voting yes stops that ban and gets the government out of the way. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Yeah, that's very convincing.
Okay, and moving on quickly, sir. When we face personal medical decisions, we depend on our doctors, our fate, and our family, and the last thing we want is the government making those decisions for us. That's why voting yes on one is so important. It ends Ohio's extreme abortion ban, a ban with no exemptions for rape or incest. So issue one even protects birth control and emergency care for miscarriages, so Ohio families will always have the freedom to make the most personal of decisions. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Convincing.
Did you say very or somewhat, sir?
somewhat.
Okay, and moving on, Ramos. Legal experts say issue one allows for abortion even after viability for mental, emotional, and even financial reasons, not just to protect the life of the mother. Many women have been so overwhelmed that they consider having an abortion, but were glad they ultimately chose not to have an abortion. That is why many pro-choice women are voting no on issue one, because it goes too far. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Unconvincing.
Would you say not very convincing or not convincing at all, sir?
Not convincing at all.
No problem. And the last one for this section says, both Joe Biden and Donald Trump oppose partial first abortions and late-term abortions, but if issue one passes in the 9th month, you can take the baby and rip the baby out of the womb of the mother. Republicans and Democrats oppose the late-term abortions allowed under issue one. Join them by voting no on issue one. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing?
Extremely unconvincing.
Okay. And moving on quickly, sir. So which party mostly shares your personal views on the topic of abortion and reproductive rights? Would you say Democrats or Republicans?
Democrats.
Okay, and moving on, sir, again, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the U.S. that will likely determine how you're going to vote in the 2024 elections? Would you say jobs and the economy, healthcare?
No, I would say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Donald Trump fascist threat to American democracy.
Problem. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say will have the single greatest impact on your vote for candidates in the November 2024 election? Would you say economic issues and inflation, abortion and reproductive freedoms, protecting democracy in the U.S.? Any of those three?
Protecting democracy in the U.S.
No problem. And moving on, sir, will the issue of abortion and reproductive rights play an important role for you personally in determining how you will vote in the November 2024 election? Would you say a yes or a no to that?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, sir, but in the November 2024 election for U.S. Senator in Ohio were being held today, and the candidates were the incumbent Sherrod Brown as the Democratic Party nominee for U.S. Senate and the Republican Party nominee for U.S. Senate, for whom would you vote?
Well, what do you think based on my prior answers? Sherrod Brown.
Okay, definitely Sherrod Brown, no problem. All right, and I know it's still a long way off, sir, but if the November 2024 election for president were being held today and your candidates were Joe Biden as Democratic Party nominee, Donald Trump as Republican Party nominee, and a third party candidate, who would you vote for?
Joe Biden.
Okay, and moving on, sir, is there a reason why you chose him in your own words?
Yes, to defeat Donald Trump.
Okay, no problem. Let me just write that down. All right. And moving on quickly, sir, we would like to know as well. All right, moving on, sir. My last question is, in what country were you born in, sir?
The U.S.
Okay. And in what country were your parents or grandparents born?
U.S.
Okay. And moving on, sir. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? Would you say the Democratic Party, Republican Party, or some other party?
Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm. And do you consider yourself to be liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Moderate.
Okay. And what would you say is your annual household income before taxes, sir? Would you say less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, or over $100,000?
Over $100,000.
Mm-hmm. All right, sir. And that concludes the survey, sir. Thank you so much for your responses. They were so helpful to me. Thank you, sir. Have a nice day. Thank you.
Thanks.